This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Statistics we have. So he has had some effects.
So are you saying that we don't need a wall? I mean, and how do you attribute the slowing of immigration to the president?
Well, I mean, I think they're taking him seriously. You know, he had a setback in the courts today on his executive order. But frankly, Greta, it's Congress's job to use the power of the purse to effect changes like that. I give the president credit for trying to use his pen and his phone as Obama did. But really, it's our job here to withhold that funding if we want to change behavior. And we're going to have to act in Congress.
So you agree with the federal judge. So you would have ruled the same way as the federal judge. You would say that President Trump and Attorney General Sessions, they didn't have the authority to do what they wanted to do.
Well, I don't think one judge should be able to change the policy for the whole country at that level. And I'm not necessarily...
Well, he certainly got the power. I mean, it's a federal judge.
Well,
I mean, they strike laws or don't strike laws.
Right. He's not in the Supreme Court, but you're the lawyer, Greta. I'm the engineer, so I got to give you that. But I will say this. Whether you agree with that judge or not, I think if a clear reading of the Constitution says that Congress wields the power of the purse, and that's what the president was trying to do there. I give him credit for trying. Now we need to step up to the plate and use our constitutional power of the purse.
Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Of course, Greta Van Susteren, now on MSNBC, as they try to find an identity for themselves. I mean, I was kind of surprised, Scott, I was looking at the ratings, that MSNBC was actually doing better than CNN. Just a little side note there. But, of course, that's Representative Thomas Massie from Kentucky's 4th Congressional District. And as he says, he's an American engineer and politician, not an attorney. But he brings up a good point, and that is that Congress needs to step up and, cover the back of this president and the attorney general. It's like, look at, if the judge says this isn't going to happen, well, Congress needs to enact and say, okay, hey, that's our authority, our purview, and, separation of powers be they as they are, then we're going to, we're going to withhold the funds. Why not? I think he brings up a good point, because whether or not, Trump gets the credit, it's kind of like the conversation with Rob O'Neill. It's teamwork. It's about everybody exercising their strengths against everybody else's weakness in such a way that we're better as a result of it. Okay, so the courts want to play the game. Well, then Congress needs to come alongside the president and say, okay, sanctuary cities is something that we see as not being good for America. It violates the Constitution. And these judges want to play games here, so we'll take it under our authority, and we'll enact an emergency piece of legislation that says that we're not going to fund sanctuary cities any longer, and and back up the president that way. So whether or not it's the president's executive order, and you've got these federal judges taking away the pen and the phone from this president, although they didn't seem to bother them with the previous president. But again, we run into these comparatives, and I know we drive ourselves nuts, but it's just what it is, and we just got to get over it. Look, if you're a conservative, ideologues are not going to appreciate your perspective.
Well,
it's the wrong gospel, wrong church, right? Go ahead.
To be fair, I didn't like when Obama was doing executive orders, and I don't like when Trump has to do executive orders. That's technically not their job. It's supposed to be the job of our Congress and our Senate, and that to create these laws that then the president signs into effect. Mm-hmm. So,
I agree with you, because the problem with the executive orders is the next president can undo those executive orders, right?
Exactly.
But if it's set in Congress, you're exactly right. But again, my point is, and I think you're saying the same thing here, is that where's Congress on this stuff? you know, forego a vacation or two. Let's get this handled and support the president of the United States. Last time I checked, the Republicans still have the majority in the House, right? I know some people are still questioning that. That was rhetorical. You knew that. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, as my old friend used to say, you know, you better, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And maybe that's a prudent admonition for we the people and some powers to be. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. We are live. We come to you live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I've just got a text, and somebody again was asking about Broadway Bill, Bill Martinez's billboard, of course, on 42nd Street, right there with Dave and Buster's. Get a selfie. And drop it an email to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And, hey, we're going to give away some T-shirts, but you got to do your part, okay? We'll do our part, T-shirts, money. You send us your selfies, and we'll post them on our website and look forward to getting those from you. So we're right there in Times Square, half a block away from where the ball drops every January the 1st. And we're really excited about it. So send us your selfies, okay? Hey, let's talk the First Amendment. That seems to be battered around, incessantly in this country today with fake news abounding and all these different avenues of speech today. No doubt the First Amendment, our First Amendment right, is in the crosshairs, and Floyd Abrams is with us. He's an award-winning legal scholar, America's best-known First Amendment lawyer, and here to talk about his new book, The Soul of the First Amendment. And I would say not only the soul of the First Amendment, I think it's intrinsically entwined into the very soul of America. Floyd Abrams, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Terrific. Thanks very much.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about
it. I agree with you.
Yeah.
That's very much... not just soul of the First Amendment. The First Amendment is, in a sense, the soul of the country as much as any other principle.
Yeah, when you think about, if there was any single differential aspect of our country versus any other country in the world, it's the First Amendment, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And what's remarkable, I think, is how different we are from other democratic countries. You know, we're not talking about the difference between the U.S. and Russia now, or Venezuela, or something. The difference between the U.S. and England, even the U.S. and Canada, in a lot of respects, is just remarkable. To take just one example. We protect what we call hate speech, really sometimes bad, offensive, outrageous speech, observations, advocacy, et cetera. And we do it in a way which no other country has ever done or does now. Mm-hmm. So, we have people in Belgium, in England, democratic countries, who have been found to have committed crimes advocating no more Muslims in the country, or no Muslims at all,
right,
or saying stop the Islamification of Belgium, unquote. I mean, that sort of speech, political speech, outrageous, perhaps, and even racist, perhaps, but that sort of speech is not allowed in almost any other democratic country except ours.
But when you stifle speech, because as you know, Floyd, our language is dynamic. I mean, it's not a dead language that we live
right.
with. It's the language that's very much alive. You know, when I was a kid growing up, something that was bad was actually good. You know, oh, that's bad. You know,
yeah.
that's good. Well, wait a minute. Is
sure.
it bad or is it good? I mean, you drive yourself nuts. I mean, you know, a lot of people made a lot of money just making fun of the language twist that we have. But that is real. And especially when we get new ideas that come into the culture, it takes a while for us to get our brains around it and figure out how to handle this sort of thing. I mean, right now, we're having just all kinds of very confused discussions about the transgender community. I mean, that has come to the forefront. Well, how do you talk about it? You know, you don't want to offend somebody, but you want to understand
sure.
what's going on. And that is the nature of the process of free speech and why free speech is so important. Because otherwise, we get ourselves all tied up in knots like we had over the previous decade, where we're so afraid to talk about certain things that we couldn't even define who the enemy was.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Let me offer one distinction. The First Amendment itself, you know, limits only the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the government's not allowed, the Congress, the president, et cetera, to punish, to keep you from saying things, et cetera, et cetera. There's another part of the First Amendment, which is not the First Amendment sort of as law, and that is what you're talking about. It's the spirit of the First mm-hmm. Amendment, where, you know, people get in trouble for or ridiculed or shut up for saying things which are thought to be disturbing or outrageous or the like. And while, you know, look, you on your station, you can get fired for saying something perfectly rational and perfectly correct if you don't have a contract that protects
right.
you,
right.
By your employer.
Mm-hmm.
First Amendment doesn't protect you because it's not the government doing it. But that still doesn't mean that we should want to live in a society in which speech was stifled or punished or prevented simply because, you know, some people find it discomforting.
Exactly. Well, big controversy, of course, presently with Ann Coulter insisting
yes.
that she's going to go ahead and speak at Berkeley, where previously we had some radicals, you know, oppressing free speech and doing some damage to the Berkeley campus.
Right.
You know, so what's your position there in terms of Ann Coulter's ability? I think that in terms of what she wants to bring to the campus and to other campuses, is reasonable.
Look, it's outrageous to keep her from speaking. It's outrageous and even more so again, because of the First Amendment, for a public university, state sponsored. Hence, the First Amendment does apply to say, you know, you can't come here to speak at any time when students are really going to be around here. You know, you can only come during vacation time,
right? Exactly.
Or anything like that. Yeah, she's going out there. I mean, it's really important that the Ann Coulters of the world, whatever political stance any of us may take, be allowed to have their say. I mean, she was supposed to speak. To give another example, I'm in New York City here. At she was invited by the Young Republicans at Fordham to come speak,
right.
and the university basically said, "Well, we'll let her speak, but only on a panel." You know,
oh.
I mean that should just be unacceptable as a way of dealing with it. People who don't agree with her, people who are offended by her, and you know, can have their say, and they can have placards, and they can heckle her even.
Mm-hmm.
But to say in one way or another, we're really not going to facilitate this. We're really
exactly.
going to try to make this go away.
Exactly. Floyd, we're going to have to stop it right here. We got to go to break. More from Floyd Abrams right after this.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it's the things that your parents taught you, your grandparents before them, the values, the important things that you want to pass on to your children and your grandchildren. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, for more than half a century, Floyd Abrams has been America's staunchest defender of the First Amendment. The award-winning lawyer has litigated landmark cases like those involving the Pentagon Papers and Citizens United. And this week we had the release of his new book, The Soul of the First Amendment. Floyd, that is available at all the usual places, right?
It is. It is. Amazon.com, bookstores, or wherever.
Well, you know, in light, the timing of your book couldn't be better time in light of this ongoing discussion of the First Amendment, which is in the crosshairs right now in light of the culture, this information age we live in. You've got anybody with a microphone these days, whether it's in TV, on the internet, can exercise their free speech. In some cases, as even evidenced with the a 60 Minutes segment here a couple of weeks ago, you've got purveyors of fake news that they're more interested in just getting attention. So it doesn't matter whether or not, you know, what they're saying, if the content has any veracity or there's any facts. It's just about, you know, it's greed over substance, you know?
Yeah, and look, fake news is a, you know, is a real problem. But, you know, unless the news is libelous, you know, or otherwise violates one of our pre-existing laws, it's not something that the law can deal with. I mean, Facebook can deal with it. Google can deal with it. If the public is upset in office, I think they should be. They can put pressure on the institutions which carry fake news and ought to take a look and make decisions about whether or not to carry them. But it's also important at the same time to remember that we really don't want to entrust that role to the government, because that's what the First Amendment's about.
Right.
Is that what's real and what's fake is just not something that we're prepared to let, you know, any government agency or, you know, any government person, the president, a critic of the president, in the administration, whatever. What the First Amendment is most about is allowing speech, particularly political speech, and just letting it go out and have the public make its own judgment.
Well, and that's an excellent point, and this is the second time that we've brought this up, that the government needs to stay out of this. It has been tempted because, you know, we have the government of everything, that they believe they're the answer to all of America's ills, but our founding fathers knew that it would never be that way. And if we did, then we would violate the basic tenets of our Constitution, compromise it altogether, and boy, we'd start going down a road that would not be good for all concerned.
Absolutely. And you know, and this is, you know, we don't exaggerate. Sometimes it sounds like, you know, people are saying the end of the world is coming, the end of the world is coming. We really can't start going down that road. I mean, we really can't start saying to the government, look, well, why don't you have a body to decide what's real news and what's fake news, and get some good people in there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That sort of thing, or anything that imports the government into making decisions about content, truth or falsity, particularly about political, social, cultural matters of that sort. I mean, we, for better or worse, and I think it's very much for better, but for better or worse, where the First Amendment takes us is to say the government's got to stay out of that picture.
Well, exactly. I mean, we had situations where the government wanted to see the sermons of pastors across the country. I mean, to your point, right?
Yeah. And look, we know that once you give any government the power to step in here, that they tend to do it, they tend to import their own political or religious or social views into the decision making process. In fact, it's almost very hard not to. So even if they're acting in good faith, they still wind up wanting to have, you know, their enlightened view,
or exactly.
their correct view as they view it, They don't think they're acting in bad faith. That's very rare. The problem is when they think they're acting in good faith, and they become the decision maker about what can be said and what not said.
And that's the point of all this, because it's that kind of attitude that just gives more rise and credence to the division that we have in this country. I mean, at the basis of this Constitution is that we have to be united. We can't be at each other's throats like we are right now, can we?
Yeah. No, and I mean, we have a real problem about that, and the solution to it can't be limiting speech.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even when speech divides us, we just have to open up the airways, not just on the air, but the airways,
right.
a public debate and public discussion and the like. Sometimes people listen, and sometimes people, can get on the same wavelength, can come to agree, or a majority, a real majority, not a 58-42% majority.
Exactly. Well, and the good news in going through the hard work of connecting and communicating is, gosh, we'll be able to actually articulate a win-win solution here, and we would be all the wiser through the process, and maybe the depth of our conversation will be thicker than a bumper sticker. What do you think?
Wow.
We can only hope, right?
Yeah. I try to be optimistic.
You've inspired this vision there, Floyd, so it's all your fault.
It can happen. I mean, really, things can get better in this area, but what I feel sort of more expert on is how easy it is for things to get worse.
Right.
And that's what happens when, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging, limiting the freedom of speech or of the press. That's what it's about. That's the centerpiece. That's what makes us different, more protected, safer than people anywhere else in the world. And it's really, really important to continue to enforce that, to take it seriously, and to honor it.
Exactly. Well, Floyd, my dad always said that I was the most optimist of his children. So when I read your book, I was looking at it from the other perspective. So
I'm delighted.
All right. In terms of expressions, what would be jeopardized if the First Amendment is called into question?
What would be jeopardized is that, the worst is that you're on the road to a totalitarian society, where really, half the world, you really can't speak out in a way that the government bars you from doing. But the worst of it is as well, it cuts back on the range of views that can be expressed. It cuts back. It limits. It can, and in the worst case, sort of end the sort of freedom that has made us at our best, the sort of the jewel of the world in terms of the amount of freedom that we have to have our say.
Exactly. Well, I would say that as I have been observing over the years, is this spirit of invalidation. And as this spirit continues to give rise and credence in our conversations, I just see us going down a road of anarchy where this is, maybe down the road yet. And I don't mean to get deep and dark real quick here, but I keep seeing us getting closer and closer. Floyd Abrams, again, thank you so much for your expertise, for your wisdom over the years, and what you've shared with us in The Soul of the First Amendment, available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Floyd, thank you so much for being with us.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring, up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, I'm free. Free falling. You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me. We'll be right back.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, where have all the days gone? I mean, we're coming close to summer here. It's just around the corner. And, you know, with it comes cookouts, yard work, and those nasty summer storms. And to help us get ready for the lazy, hazy days of summer, as they sing, are the hosts of today's Homeowner TV show, Danny Lippert, and his daughter, Chelsea Lippert-Wolf. Hey, guys, how we doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Good to meet you, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here with us. Danny, I see you have the grill working well. And I got to tell you, being a West Coast boy, everything was barbecue to me until I came to the East. And they taught me real quick. They said, no. That is called grilling. So there is a difference between barbecue and grilling as far as East and West is concerned. You know that?
Well, there certainly is, and whatever you call it, you just want to be ready when you're inviting all of those friends over. And you know, Bill, some people think that that you never clean the grill, that you want all that stuff to build up on there. Not me. When my friends come over, I want them to see a nice, clean grill, and that's the way I love to start out the summertime is I have a gas grill, so I'm able to remove all of the components, clean all the rust off of it, and then that will ensure that it'll work a long time, work nice and even. And can't say the food tastes any better, but I'm trying, okay?
But I can tell you, it's good when you taste meat and it tastes like meat with the, you know, when you get a little hint of fish tied into it, you know, that's probably because you needed to, you know, clean that thing up a little bit, you know?
Oh, I think that's exactly right. That seasoning only goes so far, but I'll tell you something. We heard so much about it over the last couple of years, and we're going to hear more about the problems with mosquitoes. And I'm actually at my daughter's Chelsea's house out on her deck, and she figured out a way to keep the mosquitoes away.
Yeah, though, okay. Newtone Taven system, and what it is the fixtures that go around your outdoor space, so you can either choose from a landscape light that has a mosquito repellent built into it, or you can get just a repellent fixture, and it has a little cartridge that goes inside of it that you can replace when you run out, and you might wonder how often you'll have to replace the cartridge. Well, if you're running your system on the timer that comes with it, you can set it to where it comes on 30 minutes before the sun goes down and about an hour after the sun goes down. So you're only going to be using it maybe an hour and a half a day. And if you're only using it an hour and a half a day, these cartridges will last you for 90 days. That's almost the entire summer season.
Right. It really is effective, too. And you can tie these units in to an existing low-voltage system or install it yourself. It's pretty easy and comes with a little timer. It really is a great way to go from Newtone.
Well, Chelsea, that's a great idea, and I'm making a big note on that because that's the other thing too I've been introduced to. Lots of different mosquitoes, including no-see-ums. They call them invisible flying teeth is what they call them, I guess.
That's a good description on that.
And this will create 110 square feet each fixture, so you're getting a perimeter of protection, and it's not killing the mosquitoes, but it is pushing them off to your neighbor's yard.
Yeah, it's good. Welcome, neighbor. Good to have you here. You and all your bugs that you sent over here.
That's right.
Well, Danny, you know, nearly every area of the country experiences some type of summer storm. So what can we do to get our homes ready?
Well, you know, something that Chelsea and her husband did a few months ago is invested in a whole house generator. And when people used to think about whole house generators, they would envision this big, giant box out in their yard. Now they're much smaller, much quieter, and much less expensive. And they chose one from Champion. And Champion has the longest warranty in the category. And also, per kilowatt hour, they are the least expensive. And it's natural gas, propane, they have systems for just about anything. And the thing about it is, it's all about the comfort level for your family. You know, whether you're at home or whether you're away, when those vicious summer storms come rolling through and the power goes out, within just a few seconds, the automatic transfer switch on the Champion generator will power everything up in the house. And again, even if you're not there, you don't have to worry about the sump pump not working, or you don't have to worry about food spoiling. So it is a great comfort level. And again, it's a lot more reasonable than a lot of people might think.
Well, Chelsea, we know that part of being outdoors is, you know, what you look out upon. You know, if you're looking out upon a nice groomed lawn, your outdoors is organized. You got the tall grass and the weeds managed. It really makes for a nice environment. So what's your advice to, you know, make our yards more manageable?
He definitely definitely want the proper tools. And one of those tools is a lawnmower, of course, to mow the grass. And Toro has a new lawnmower out called the Time Master. And it's called the Time Master because it's going to save you time. Mm-hmm. And I really like it. It has a 30-inch depth. You're able to mow your grass 40% faster than with a normal lawnmower. And it's the most powerful one in its class. So you can just imagine how big a 30-inch deck is, but it comes with a personal-paced self-propelled system. So it's a personal-paced bar that you push down as you're mowing, and the mower, I like to say, walks in front of you. You just keep your hands on it, and it's mowing, and you're just walking right behind it.
It also has this just one little lever that you flip, and the handle goes up vertical, so it makes the storing a lot easier. But I know your favorite feature on this thing was right here.
Yes, yeah. It has an electric start. You turn the key just like you would with a car.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you got to make sure we don't be, you know, we're not breaking nails here, huh, Chelsea? I don't mean to sound misogynistic here, but, you know, we do want to make sure the queens of the house are doing okay here. Right, Danny?
Exactly right. And that is a good description of what we're dealing with here today.
So. Oh, well, maybe I channeled that by accident. What else can we do to prepare for summer, Danny?
Well, before it gets very, very hot, it's a good time to add any amendments to your grass. If you'll go to your local nurseryman that really knows your region of the country, and if you take a soil sample to them, they'll tell you whether or not you need to add a little lime, whether or not you need to add any phosphate or nitrogen or whatever. And it's just a slight, simple, scientific way of making sure that you're creating an environment in your yard that your grass is going to do very well. Because when it gets over into the real hot part of the summer, you never want to add any fertilizer or weed and feed type of material to your yard. So now's the time to act so that you can really have the best looking yard on the block.
Exactly. Well, Chelsea, you and your dad have been great to give us some great ideas here, and you're already getting us think. You know, we've got about a month away yet before summer officially begins, right? And it's coming upon us very quickly. So where do you suggest that we go for more summer prep tips?
Well, I'll tell you what, we have so many things on our website at todayshomeowner.com. All of the information of everything we talked about today, but also over 4,000 videos to help you with anything around your home. Sharpening that lawnmower blade, very, very important. How to tune up your lawnmower, how to sharpen shovels. All of these things that you can do right now to make it a lot easier to maintain your yard and your home so that you can have a little fun this summer. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Well, Chelsea, again, we thank you and your dad for joining us and giving us some great tips here. The host of today's Homeowner TV show, Danny Lifford, and his daughter, Chelsea Lifford-Wolf. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
This is a report from Merck and the American Diabetes Association. Last year, Tim McGraw teamed up with Merck and the American Diabetes Association on America's Diabetes Challenge to encourage people with type 2 diabetes to work with their doctor to set and reach their blood sugar goals. He also called on people affected by the disease to share their stories.
It was great to hear from so many of you across the country, and I'm impressed by your dedication to managing your type 2 diabetes or helping a loved one who is. We listened to your experiences and identified common challenges like eating healthy, exercising, sticking to your treatment plan, and coping with your disease. Now, it's our turn to support you. We're offering tips to help you tackle these challenges head on, and we want to see how you're putting them into action. Share a photo, story, or video with us so we can see your progress.
Visit AmericasDiabetesChallenge.com to learn more and participate. Again, that's AmericasDiabetesChallenge.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Joseph Castleberry, president of Northwest University, is with us, holds a Master of Divinity degree from Princeton Theological Seminary, a Doctor of Education degree in the International Educational Development from Columbia University. During 20 years of missionary service in Latin America, he spent 3 years as a university professor and pastor in El Salvador, Central America, 3 years as an associate dean for Latin America at Global University in Texas, and 5 years as a pastor, seminary dean, and community development leader in Ecuador. Joseph, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, this is a great habit. We got to keep this up.
I know. Hey, I appreciate it. Anytime I can get you on the radio with me, it's always good fun, especially when we're talking about this wall that Trump, was a signature call out for his base. And, the base responded to it. They elected him last November. We're coming upon 100 days. And it's still, the wall's there, but there's no way the Democrats are going to cooperate to put one brick in that wall, are they?
Oh, no way. Campaigning is a lot easier than governing, as everybody learns. Every president in recent memory has run into the same difficulties. So, Trump is having to make deals, but that's his native territory. So sure. I think he'll seem to be a happy warrior.
Right. Well, we've got we got to decide by Friday if we're going to keep the government open. And of course, he took the issue of the wall out of the budget so that Democrats won't be too upset about that. He had to kind of give his way, figure okay, maybe we'll address that in third quarter. But it's the wall is definitely still on his mind. It's still an objective, and he'll find another way to negotiate the deal, won't he?
And he's going to have to, because the Trump administration simply cannot afford the government to shut down during at the end of their 100 days.
Right.
That would be catastrophic to the reputation of the government, and it would be a terrible reflection on their ability, their professionalism in governance. So, mm-hmm. He can't let that happen, and he won't.
Yeah, exactly. And regardless of, you know, it just seems that whenever it comes to a government shutdown, the Republicans are always to blame. The Democrats have no responsibility in this. It'll all be on the Republicans because the Democrats are going to say, hey, look, they've got the White House, they've got they've got Congress, they've got the Senate. What more could they want? How come they can't keep the government operating, right?
Oh, you're right. I actually heard some pretty high level Republicans fantasizing a few weeks ago about how they were going to use health care to force the Democrats to shut the government down and make them and blame them for it. And I thought at the time, yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. But again, the Democrats own this this topic, and I don't think the press will ever let the Republicans win a game of shut down the government.
Exactly. And oh yeah, by the way, speaking of the wall, many of the Democrats who are complaining very loud as if nobody has a memory supported building the wall back in 06. What happened?
You know, what happened is Trump. And the problem with the wall is it's Trump's issue.
Yes.
Look, well, here's the reality. Everybody knows what the reality is. The wall was an example of Trump's favorite rhetorical device, which he calls truthful hyperbole. Mm-hmm. The truth under it is the fact that we've got a serious problem with border security. Look, you know me. I'm an immigration advocate. I'm for immigration. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a serious border security problem along the Mexican border, and that's the true part. The hyperbole part is the wall part. Trump has talked about the Great Wall of China, and I can just tell you that not even Donald Trump believed they were going to build a Great Wall of China from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean. That's not going to happen.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it will be a combination of fencing and electronic fences and surveillance and more border patrol officers. And we will enhance the border under Trump. And guess what Trump will call it when we get that done?
The wall.
He'll call it the wall.
The wall. All we want to get, like Charles Krauthammer there and I want to get into semantics, call it a barrier. You know, it'd be better if there was a barrier instead of a wall. Like, come on. The whole underlying, like you say, the underlying statement of what the wall is that we're going to mind our boundaries now. And and I'm like you. I'm for immigration. My parents, my grandparents were immigrants into this country, paid one penny for their citizenship to come into the United States back then in 1900s. I think it was exactly 1900 when they came in, you know, from Mexico into Texas. One penny is what they paid. So I'm all for immigration, but I'm for responsible immigration. All this conversation and everybody's all upset in trying to accommodate the illegal aspect of immigration. And to me, it's like, why are we wasting our time talking about illegal immigration when by its very nature and name, it's illegal?
You know, we're going to have to sit down and just do some basic common sense thinking and compromise on this issue. It's run out of steam as something we can continue to excite our bases about. This issue, it's time to fix it. And we have really solid proposals for fixing it. We are going to compromise. We are going to come to a new consensus. This is not going to continue like this because the country's unraveling.
Exactly.
This whole thing with sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, this is nothing less than the total meltdown of the rule of law. And we cannot let that continue. If you love the country, you've got to be in favor of immigration reform. Taking an absolute stance on this and continuing to stonewall and drag your feet and all that, Donald Trump, I can tell you, he's not going to have any patience with that.
Once
we get done with health care reform and we get done with tax reform, you can expect immigration to come up. And when immigration comes up, Donald Trump is going to be deal maker in chief.
Well, meanwhile, who's suffering, Joseph? Who's suffering in this process with the Democrats dragging their heels and our congressmen and senators not having the intestinal fortitude to go head-to-head and deal and resolve this issue?
Well, there are two kinds of suffering going on. One is fictive suffering, and the other is real suffering.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are are having fictive suffering because they're just offended in their heart that illegal immigration is occurring and it's illegal.
Right. Yeah.
That hurts people's feelings. It makes them feel like their cherished values are being violated, and, right. and they're not wrong.
Yeah, you know, people want what's fair. You know, when you have something that's unfair and unjust, of course they're going to recoil on that, and that's part of the answer. You're correct. I agree.
And then there's real suffering happening as well, and that's in immigrant families. I mean, you have a lot of immigrant families in the country in which half the family's legal and half the family's not.
Mm-hmm.
And for legal children of parents to be worried that their parents are going to be deported at any minute from the country, that's an ugly feeling. There's real suffering attached to that. And that's one of the things we really have to solve in a reform. But another group that's suffering is growers across the country. Last year in the state of Washington, we had fruit and other crops rotting on the ground because we didn't have enough migrant labor to harvest them. That's going to happen again this summer because, as we know, Trump has been very successful in decreasing border traffic. And we're going to have a lot less workers this year than we did last year, and that's been the case for several years running here. So farmers are going to be suffering.
Right. And I'm hearing reports. I mean, forget about minimum wage. I mean, they're paying some of these pickers $20-25 an hour to come in because supply is low, demand is high, and we know what happens there. But, you know, the other group that I see that's suffering, and Joseph, I think you and I talked about this the last time, is the immigrants themselves who come into this country thinking it's the land of the free, home of the brave, and there's no cover for them. There's nobody protecting them. Some of the young men are being conscripted into the drug business. Women, young girls are being stolen away and utilized as sex slaves. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on. I think of their suffering that is happening all under the guise of this illegal immigration, all under sanctuary city concepts and everything else. And it's almost like that's totally missing, you know, from the whole conversation and narrative.
Well, we see eye to eye on that issue, and I really applaud Attorney General Sessions for his speech on the border the other day. I think mm-hmm. it's terrific that the government is getting serious about securing the safety of Americans on the border, and we need to put a stop to human trafficking across that border. We need to ramp up our drug interdiction efforts. There's a lot of things going on down that need to stop, and so these are good things. You can't. No sane person is against enhancing the security of the United States.
Right. Well, you would think, but yet you hear Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and some of the other Democrats, and you go, wait a minute, it wasn't that long ago you were in support of a fence. We passed a bill, and I don't understand why we're having to re-legislate something that has already been passed.
Yeah, and that's the question: are they sane, or are they cynical off the chart?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, this was the people's money. It was set aside. It was supposed to have been set aside. They were supposed to make this happen. And, oh, yeah, by the way, in the area where the border was put up down there by San Diego, you know, the illegal entries into that area have dropped off dramatically. Could the border wall have anything to do with that?
Well, it absolutely does. I mean, just the fact that the Trump administration has sent the message loud and clear all the way down the hemisphere, don't come, you're not welcome, we don't want you, that in itself has depressed the number of people coming, and there's good sides of that and bad sides, but, you know, it's... What I, as an activist that's committed to seeing a reform and committed to seeing compromise that will do the best good for the most people, I have to say that this is a good thing. It's a good thing that the traffic is calming down a little bit, and
right.
there's going to be a sense in the country that the borders are becoming secure, and that piece is necessary for a legislative compromise to be struck. It's
well,
border security first,
uh-huh.
and then the rest.
Well, a bad thing is we're out of time. I'm so sorry. Always good talking with you. Dr.
Pleasure.
Joseph Castleberry, President of Northwestern University. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joseph.
It's a pleasure, Pat.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an
ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now.